For an inside look at the state's biggest footy league, it's the Monday Waffle.
Welcome to the Monday Waffle. You're with Liz Robbins.
And Asha Gibbon.
And it's been a big weekend of footy, hasn't it?
Yes, it has.
It's back. Been a long weekend.
A long weekend of footy.
Happy WA Day.
Yes, WA Day. We've had some special shows today.
We have.
I think so.
Weather shows.
Yeah.
Footy shows.
Just
everyone's really turned up, haven't they?
I have. Well, I've turned up for the podcast.
It's been a big weekend of footy. Saturday was nice, but yesterday and today was, I reckon, one of our first like real wet weather winter games.
Yep, the winter season of footy is definitely upon us now, I think.
Yes, with the games this afternoon getting paused for a few minutes because of lightning.
Yes, you'd be running and hiding, for
yeah,
sure.
That would be a bit stressful. But let's get into it. Let's get into the round recap. So, do you want to kick us off?
Alrighty. Well, first up this weekend, we had Perth Demons. They lost to Claremont. It was 47-131. Ooh. So, Claremont, they put on a really impressive show this weekend, Liz. They won by 84 points. Mm. And they're definitely proving the loss of Jack Buller in the mid-season draft hasn't upset their dynamic.
He has been a key forward this season.
Yes, he has. A big loss for Claremont.
Mm. But congrats to him.
I know.
Making moves.
But yes, Claremont definitely saying that him, the loss, not affecting
we're
that dynamic.
We're not affected. We love you, Jack, but we can actually also still play.
Yeah, that's what they're saying. So they actually had 6 multiple goal kickers at their game this weekend. And Alexander Manuel, he had 5 goals. And Max Mina, he had 3.
Wow.
Yeah. So for the Tigers, Callan England, Declan Mountford and Jai Bolton, they definitely were dominating in the midfield during that game. And also Perth the Dees, they've lost Jaden Hunter in the draft and you could definitely see that his loss has been felt. Their Dees, they booted through an opening goal, but the Tigers, they put through 13 scoring shots to Perth's 4 before quarter time. And then also Declan Mountford, he had 24 disposals, 2 goals, 2 inside 50s for the Tigers. And also Callan England, he had 33 disposals, 6 inside 50s. And then for the Dees, best on ground for them, I'd say, was definitely Samuel Stubbs. He had 15 disposals, 2 goals and 1 inside 50. And then also Jack Avery, he had 27 disposals.
And I did see on the socials, backman Jack Lucy kicked his first goal for Claremont.
He did.
First league goal. How exciting, you know. Kicking a goal, I think, is a feeling unlike anything else.
Big moment.
Yeah, and the boys at the back just don't get it. So I'm sure he would have been very happy with that one. Big
Definitely.
Celebrations. Next up, we had the Swans, who defeated West Coast 114-33. So it wasn't 100-point loss again.
No, it wasn't.
West Coast are still showing up.
Yeah, still a bit of a big loss, though, I'd say.
Yeah, so it was an 83-point win, and West Coast just couldn't keep up, unfortunately. The Swans kicked 9 goals in the final term, which is huge for a final quarter.
Yeah.
Usually I feel like it starts dying down, but 9 in the final quarter is huge. This is West Coast's 16th consecutive loss.
Yes, and all eyes this weekend were on mid-season draftee Ryan Marrick. However, Swans Tom Edwards, he definitely stole the show this weekend. He put through 6 goals, Liz.
Yeah, wow. We're getting lots of multiple goal kickers.
Yes.
Huge.
And big amounts of goals.
Yeah, 6 goals as well.
That's a lot, yeah.
And we had, so that was the Swans' second win of the season. The Swans' Aiden Clark put in an impressive show with 1 goal, 36 disposals, 8 inside 50s and 6 clearances.
That was a big game
Swans,
for him.
Yeah, Jackson McLaughlin, 4 clearances and 32 disposals. And Jesse Turner had a huge 37 disposals, 1 goal, 6 clearances. But to be fair, inaccuracy is still a little bit of a problem for the Swans, I reckon.
Yep.
18 points. It's a lot of points.
Yes,
16 goals is huge, but when you also got 18 points.
Yeah, I think they could have done a bit more damage if they were able to get through some of those behinds.
It could have been a 100-point
built-in. West Coast, they actually had a goalless third term in this game, so definitely they'd be feeling the
Pressure?
Yeah.
It's been a long weekend.
I'm speechless. Yeah.
It's been a long weekend.
So West Coast Joshua Brown, he had 30 disposals and one inside 50s. Jackson Nelson had 23 disposals, one goal. And Harry Barnett, definitely, I think he is one of the standout players for that West Coast Waffle team at the moment. He had 2 goals, 27 hitouts and 10 disposals.
Yeah, wow. And then next up we had Subiaco defeating Peel Thunder, 62 points to 56. So it was only a goal.
Yep.
But it was an impressive win by Subi. I reckon it's a bit of a shock to the system because Peel had only lost one game this season and were sitting on top of the ladder.
Yep.
So, and they only lost by a goal despite having 14 less inside 50s. So just like the Swans, accuracy is still hurting a few teams, I reckon. Still hurt the Subis because it could have been definitely a bigger win. And Subi were only up a point coming into the second half. So it really was anyone's game.
Yep.
But it's just the pressure, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So Sam Sturt actually kicked his second goal at the 27-minute mark to bring the margin back to a goal. But unfortunately, there was pretty much only 1 or 2 minutes left. They just didn't have enough time, but it was a real close game, a good game. And Subi also had lost one of their forwards, Robbie Hansen Jr., to the Kangaroos, but it didn't seem to upset their forward line too much.
Yep.
Liam Hickmore again dominating with 30 disposals and 6 tackles, and Zach Clark led the way with 35 hitouts. Tall, tall man. Will Brody from Peel led the Peel pack with 30 disposals, and Liam Henry had a great game with 22 disposals, 5 tackles, and a goal in the second quarter, which brought Peel in front.
And moving on to one of our wet weather games this weekend that was actually stopped by the lightning conditions, that was West Perth and East Perth. So East Perth defeated West Perth. It was 94-58. So the Royals, they proved too strong in these wet and woolly conditions this weekend. They kicked 5 goals in the first quarter, which gave them that starting lead. And this game was a decider for the top five. A top five. So East Perth, they'll definitely be very happy with themselves moving up into the top five again. They broke West Perth's streak. So the Falcons, they've won the last 6 straight derbies. So a very big win for them. So best on ground for East Perth was definitely Mitch Croden. He had 35 disposals, 7 inside 50s and 1 goal. Also another standout on the field was Angus Schumacher. He had 34 disposals and 4 inside 50s. Also, Shane Hilly and Liam Tedesco, they both got 3 goals for East Perth. And then also Scott Jones, he had a massive 51 hitouts.
Wow, that's huge.
Yeah, definitely a big game for him. So very well done. I think the team would be happy with that. And then West Perth's Aaron Black, definitely one of the most consistent on that team. He had one goal and 27 disposals. And Luke Meadows, he finished with 2 goals, 14 tackles and 26 disposals for West Perth.
14 tackles, that is also a huge number,
yes,
I reckon.
It is.
That's a lot of tackles.
Yeah.
He'd be feeling it after
the game, especially in that, like,
in the
rain.
Wet weather conditions. Yeah,
he'd just be sliding.
And our choice of game of the week was the Frio Derby. So East Frio versus South Frio, and South Frio defeated East Frio 37-23. So it was a very low scoring game.
Yes.
But to be fair, I'll give it to him. Wet and woolly.
Yeah.
It's fine.
It'd be a very slippery ball.
Very slippery ball, muddy conditions. Yeah. I wouldn't like to be out there. So this is actually 15 derby wins in a row for South Frio.
That's massive.
And this game was stopped for 11 minutes shortly after the main break due to thunder. Because, you know, we've got to keep the players safe. Got to make sure they're not getting struck by lightning. Oh, struck by lightning. That didn't stop because of the thunder. They stop because of the lightning. They aren't little scared children. But if you are scared of thunder, that's fine.
Yep.
But they will stop because of the lightning, not because of the loud sounds in the sky. So when play resumed, the Bulldogs came out on top. And East Frio did kick 11 points, 2 goals. So it's the accuracy again.
Yeah. Proving to be a bit of an issue.
Mm. So East Frio had 13 shots a goal, and South Frio had 12, if my math is correct.
Yeah.
So East Frio could have defeated them by a lot more. Caden Harbour was very efficient in the forward line, kicking 3 goals for the Bulldogs off just 10 touches. So, yep, using his time wisely. And Dixon was huge in the ruck for the Sharks with over 30 hitouts and nearly 30 touches.
The ruck boys have had a good weekend, yeah. I think, across the board, actually.
They're really showing everyone who's important.
Yeah.
It's me. I'm tall. I can touch the ball.
Yeah.
And I will.
Yeah.
So these games actually did a big ladder switch up.
Yes, they did.
There's been a lot of shuffling, but it's still such a tight game.
Yeah, it's a very close season so far.
Do you want to hit us with the ladder?
Alrighty. Well, should we start at the bottom?
Yeah, let's start at the bottom.
Yeah, okay. So we've obviously got, to no one's surprise, unfortunately, poor little West Coast. They still haven't won a game yet. They'll definitely be hoping, wishing, praying.
Yeah, but we'll never say never.
Never say never. It's optimism. That's what we said, I think, a few podcasts ago.
Exactly.
It's only up from here.
Yeah. Once you hit rock bottom, not saying they have for the Eagle supporters out there.
Yeah.
But when you're low.
When you're struggling a bit.
You can work your way up.
Yeah.
And that feels a lot better than starting up and going down.
Down, yeah. Then we've got the D's and the D's, Swannies and South Freo. They're all sitting on 8 points. So, once again, that's very close. It just is going to take. It's accuracy percentage that is separating them.
Yeah.
And it'll probably, I think, shake things up a bit next weekend.
Yes. Then we've got West Perth, who are just now out of the five because of this game, who are sitting on 16 points. And then we have East Freo on fourth and East Perth on fifth, who are both on 20 points, winning 5 of their 8 games.
Yep.
And then top three, we've got Claremont at the top, Peel second and Subi third, who are all sitting on 24 points.
Mm-hmm.
And it's actually 0.5% between Claremont and Peel.
That's huge. So
that's crazy. 0.5%.
Yeah.
So everything counts at this point.
That it does.
But who knows? Next week, Subi might have a belter.
And then you
bring
never
up
know.
Their
they
percentage.
They could be up the top.
Who
you
knows?
Know.
It's anyone's game at this point. It is looking to be a good, tight season. And not a very predictable one, I reckon.
I think so too. I think it is unpredictable. That is a good word to describe the season so far. And
thanks,
looking
Sasha.
Ahead.
I'm using that brain.
Alrighty, so moving on to round 9 coming up. This weekend now, it's Monday.
Yeah, huge.
Yeah. So this weekend we have West Coast and Subi. So Liz, that's what you were saying. I think they might be able to get up to that top position this weekend, potentially.
It could be.
That
the percentage jumper.
Will jump them up if they give, as Sean Boss would say, fellow Monday Waffler, a clinic.
Yes, who knows? Unless West Coast show us what they're made of.
Yeah.
Who knows?
We'll see. But I think that game, Subi will be wanting to get as many goals as they can through.
Yeah. Straight through. The two big poles in the middle.
Yep.
Not to the left, not to the right. No. Straight down the middle.
Straight down.
Next up, when they will have East Perth versus East Freo at Leaderville Oval, we got the Easts.
The Easts.
Then we have...
That's also going to be a close game because East Freo and East Perth, they are next to each other.
Yes,
on the
both
ladder.
At 5 wins and 3 losses.
Yeah.
Wow.
This is
so exciting. We got so much coming up.
Yes, we do.
Then we've got Swans v Demons.
There we go.
Steel Blue Oval
They're
again.
Sitting next to each other on the ladder at the moment too. So
huge.
That'll separate, I think, definitely. Shake it up a bit.
And
down
then
there.
West Perth and South Freo.
Oh wow! We're all just coming to the realization.
Just with your next door neighbour, you know.
Yeah, it's the battle of the next door neighbours, the ladder next door neighbours at the moment. It was the next door neighbours at the derbies this weekend,
and now it's the ladder next door neighbours.
Now it's the ladder neighbours.
Wow, this is going to be an exciting round, I reckon.
Yes, and now moving on to our game of the week for round 9. It is our number 1 and 2s going head to head. So
the
Claremont and Peel Thunder. So they've both only lost 1 out of the last 5 games, Liz. So I think this will be tight.
This will be a tight game. And Claremont have defeated Peel the past 2 times they've met. So one of them was actually in round 2, in week 2 of the finals last year.
Yep.
And then round 18. So Peel, I think, might be... have that fire.
Yeah, I think so.
saying this is our time. It is at Claremont's home, but
I think this is a bit of a tough call.
Yeah, I don't know. I feel like it's going to be a real good game, but yeah.
There we go. It's could the be battle anyone's. Of the neighbours this weekend, apart from West Coast versus Subi.
Well, it's going to be a big weekend of footy.
I think so. So definitely, everyone, keep your eyes, ears.
Tune in.
Peeled.
You can watch it live. You can watch it on Channel 7. You can on the AFL app. We're really lucky in WA that we can access it so easily.
Yeah, definitely.
You know, lots of people are going on holidays. They can still watch it on their holidays.
There you go. That'll be you, Liz, in Europe.
Just the time difference.
Yeah. Early wake-ups, that's all right.
Yeah, exactly. And Thursday of this week, Asha, the push-up challenge actually started. So it's from the 1st to the 23rd of June, and it's doing a lot of push-ups. I think the number changes every day.
I think it's 3,144 push-ups.
That's a exactly. lot of push-ups.
That's a lot.
Yeah. So I think the number changes every day, but it's all to raise money for mental health, which is very important. So check out if your club is doing it. I think most Waffle teams are doing it. So check their socials, or you can go to the Push-Up Challenge website. It's for a good cause, and, you know, our players are just getting fitter and stronger every day. And join up if you want to.
Yeah,
why is it just limited to football players?
I know.
It's not.
It's not. Anyone can do it.
Anyone can do it.
Anyone can do it.
You have been listening to the Waffle Potty, the Monday Waffle.
The Monday Waffle.
The Monday Waffle.
With the Wafflers, Asha Gibbon.
And Liz Robbins. Get ready for a big weekend ahead, and we will see you all next week.
Yeah, we'll be here next week on Monday again for all of your updates.
Same time, same place, same channels.
Except round 9.
Yep.
Bye-bye round 8.
All right, signing off.
Thanks for listening to the Monday Waffle, proudly brought to you by the students from ECU Broadcasting.